Title: Supreme Court holds that PEGA representative waivers are enforceable in certain significant respects. Content: On June 15, 2022, the United States Supreme Court issued its much-anticipated decision in Viking River Cruises Incorporated v. Moriana. The Supreme Court held that California's rule invalidating pre-dispute agreements waiving the right to bring representative claims under the Private Attorneys General Act of 2004, PEGA, is partially preempted by the Federal Arbitration Act, FAA. The decision raises some difficult questions that will need to be resolved in future litigation, but it should provide employers with a powerful tool to limit PEGA claims. PEGA and the Concepcion and Ascanian decisions. To understand the court's holding in Viking River Cruises, some background and history is necessary. PEGA is a California statute that permits an aggrieved employee to sue his or her employer to collect civil penalties on behalf of the state for violations of the California Labor Code for which there would ordinarily be no private right of action. Cal. Lab. Code 2698 at Seek. For most alleged labor code violations, PEGA imposes a civil penalty in the amount of $100 per employee, per pay period in which the violations occur. Cal. Lab. Code 2698 F. 2. Of the penalties recovered in a PEGA action, 25% are awarded to the employees against whom the violations were committed, and 75% are awarded to the California Labor Workforce and Development Agency. Cal. Lab. Code 2699 I. California courts have interpreted PEGA to permit a single employee who has suffered any one alleged labor code violation to claim penalties for any and all violations that may have been committed against other employees even if they did not personally experience them. Huff v. Securitas Secretary Serves. USA Incorporated, 23 Calories, App 5th 745, 2018. In 2011, the United States Supreme Court held that the FAA preempts state law rules invalidating class action waivers in arbitration agreements. AT&T Mobility LLC v. Concepcion, 563 U.S. 333, 2011. Concepcion involved a consumer class action and held that due to class actions, procedural complexity, inclusion of absent party claims, and high stakes, are acquiring the availability of class-wide arbitration interferes with fundamental attributes of arbitration and thus creates a scheme inconsistent with the FAA. ID at 344. Therefore, courts are required to compel individual, bilateral arbitration of any claims covered by an arbitration agreement, unless the parties expressly agree to class or collective proceedings. See Lamps Plus Incorporated v. Varela, 139S. CT 1407, 2019. The Supreme Court later confirmed that Concepcion's holding applies to arbitration agreements between employers and employees. Epic Sys. Corp. v. Lewis, 138S, CT 1612, 2018. However, the California Supreme Court held in Ascanian v. CLS Transp, Los Angeles, LLC, 59 calories, 4348, 2014, that pre-dispute waivers of an employee's ability bring a representative PEGA action violate California public policy and are unenforceable, including waivers found in otherwise valid arbitration agreements. Although PEGA claims resemble class actions in many respects, Ascanian held that the rule it established did not run afoul of the FAA. The Ninth Circuit subsequently held that Ascanian's rule is consistent with the FAA and Concepcion, albeit on different grounds than Ascanian itself. Sacab v. Luxottica Retail N. A.M., Inc., 803F.3D 425, 9th Circle 2015. As a result, PEGA litigation exploded as plaintiffs' attorneys sought to evade the effect of arbitration agreements requiring individual non-representative proceedings. The issue in Viking River Cruises was whether Ascanian is preempted by the FAA. Viking River Cruises holding Angie Moriana worked for Viking River Cruises as a sales representative. She executed an arbitration agreement that required her to arbitrate any dispute she had with her employer and contained a class action waiver, providing that in any arbitral proceeding, the parties could not bring any dispute as a class, collective, or representative PEGA action. It also contained a severability clause specifying that if the waiver was found invalid, any class, collective, representative, or PEGA action would presumptively be litigated in court. But under that severability clause, if any portion of the waiver remained valid, it would be enforced in arbitration. After her employment ended, Moriana filed a PEGA-only action in STA.